All right, hello again, everybody. It's Chuck Ross here at Television Week, and we're here with Howard Gordon, executive producer and showrunner at 24. Good morning, Howard.
Morning, Chuck.
Well, quite an episode last night. I want to start, I guess, at the ending, I guess, which is the incredibly tense and one of the most tense and edge of the seat scenes I've ever seen on 24, which is the demise of Graham at the hands of his father, of all people.
Intense and hopefully not too confusing.
Yes.
But yes, it was a very very twisted ending, and we're pretty happy with the way it came out.
Oh my God! I mean, you're setting this man up as just, you know, the monster of all monsters. So we're going to see, obviously, how this develops. One of the things, I mean, you mentioned confusing. I guess one of the things that a couple of folks have already mentioned to me this morning is, if this was, you know, if they were in this together, why the subterfuge when Graham was supposedly going to be killing both his dad and Jack? Why not just have both of them say, you know, take Jack out by themselves? Could you explain that?
It's explained very quickly, and you have to really be paying attention.
Okay.
When Graham has, as he said, held his mud. He says, "Dad, I did it. They don't know you're involved, and I'll continue to hold my mud." And
right.
So we learn then that basically their plan was to sell to Jack the idea that the father was innocent, that it was all Graham, and Graham was going to take the fall, and then the father, who still have his power and his position, would at some later point get him out of jail.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. Well, thank you, because there was a couple people did say they were a little confused about that.
I've explained it to a number of people between last night and this morning.
Well, okay, thank you very much for doing that. Also, was the great twist there with Morris, and obviously, you know, bring some questions about Milo and his loyalties, and you have that whole mojo going now in the show, which is going to be a lot of fun going forward.
Yeah, I think they're doing a great job. I think Carlo Rota is doing really, really fun work as Morris.
Yeah, he has, and what I like about it is, you know, it brings sort of an intensity and a little different a mix to the show. I mean, the way he plays that character is not as, you know, as, for example, Edgar was played, or Chloe, or Milo, or any of the people so far. So I really like that touch.
And the show has really sort of staked out a lot of idiosyncratic ground, and the fresh territory that feels fresh is pretty great, and he's doing a great job.
Right, and you also had the conflict last night. I think with Karen Hayes gone, folks were wondering what was going to happen with President Palmer. Was he going to, bend to the wishes of the Peter McNichol character? And he showed some backbone last night.
He did. Although, as my wife pointed out, at the same time, he's susceptible to the last person he's spoken to.
Yes, well, one seems to notice that about him.
It has an effect as well, but isn't that the way decisions complicated issues are resolved?
Please, yeah, you wonder if that's might be reflective in real life as well. One of the things I forgot to ask you last week was the was that the appearance of the same phone number that was in last season when you guys obviously not mistakenly didn't give a 555 number on the air? You actually gave a cell phone number last week.
The fan phone, yeah, I think that was it.
Okay, that was the fan phone again, because I actually tried to reach it, and I think for half of it, the message is in Spanish, and I wasn't quite sure what it was saying.
It was saying you've reached the 24 fan phone.
Okay, in Spanish.
I don't know what it is.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and then it said this is the Nextel 24 or whatever, so very good. We actually, the person who actually wanted to ask you a question, as you know, we're having the fans ask questions themselves, actually wasn't able to make it this morning. His name is Ryan Martin, so I'm going to stand in for him, from Buies Creek, North Carolina. And I thought Ryan had a great question, Howard. He said, why in the first episode this season was the first, practically the first word that Jack uttered was Audrey and not Kim? I thought that was an interesting question.
That's a great question. And to be and to be honest with you, I went back and forth on both. In a sense, Audrey was the lingering. In some ways, Jack has, if not written off Kim, their relationship is certainly unresolved. I just made a judgment call. It was really as simple as it felt like the first question for him to ask.
Gotcha. And another thing that people have been mentioning this morning is again speculation on Graham's son, whether Josh really is was his son or is his son, I guess, the late Graham now, or there actually is more some speculation that we have maybe a situation not unsimilar to the Chinatown thing where maybe actually it's the father's kid, but don't tell us, we'll find out. But interesting speculation.
I'll tell you this, that on that subject, nothing has been resolved, so I don't even know the answer to that. Although
Oh,
those have
okay.
all come up possibilities, so everyone's barking up the right trees.
All right, very good. Well, I love it. Well, look at again. It was quite an hour, and ended in the most unexpected of ways. And we're certainly looking forward to next week. And I certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, Howard.